This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, July 12th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. It's two weeks gone by. It's time again for our bi-weekly series with Keeping It Real with Unique. Unique is in studio today, and we have some questions for her. Good morning, Unique.
Doing out there. Good morning.
Good. So, I mean, if you're familiar with our series, we have a bi-weekly series where Unique volunteers her personal life, which she went through living, right? And she gives advice. She gives advice to mostly women, but people living in the inner city as to what they should be doing, why things happening, why things are so different when it comes to living in inner city. Today, I'm going to ask Unique one question. And that question is, we know men starve for intimacy. They date, they pursue women basically for one thing, right? And there are some women, and I'm not going to say that women of the inner city does this, because all women seems to do this.
Okay.
Right? And forgive me for that, because I'm going to try to be as nice as I can. But women tend to put a price. They tend to put a price on their things, right? And making men feel that I have to come with my money and I buying this. I renting this out. Y'all ain't want no relationship. Y'all don't want no man who just there to love you. You want a man who wants to provide and a man who could give you things. And I say, but I may don't have no things, but I have love. Shouldn't love be sufficient? And I know you did, right? And you've told stories where men took care of you. And men took care of you and they got nothing, right? Men took care of you and even some of your friends. And the men had to pay for your friends to have their company, just to be in their company.
Right.
Right? And I want to ask you, does man need money? Does man need money to get loving from a woman?
Well, in most cases, it's already in their mind that, you know, they need money to pay in order to keep the woman or at least be able to get with her at the first instance. And if the woman shows them that she is all about money, they will know automatically, you know, you can't go around her if you don't have anything to give her. And then some cases, they find out that the woman really ain't interested in, you know, having them taking care of her. She probably have her own money, so they might win. And they mightn't have to do anything at all.
And I hear you, Unique, and I would dare to tell you, all women's the same. Not one single woman out there who ain't want no money. I think you want money.
No, there are some cases where we have some ladies who are in the position that they don't need, you know, money from a man. They could afford to date a guy and, you know, don't rely on him for financial purposes because they have their own money. But I understand where you're coming from because everybody could fall short at a certain time. And even those women expect, you know, to get financial help from that person who they're sleeping with or dating.
But why do they need financial help? Your money is your money, and my money is my money, and we can date, and you do what you got to do to make your money. Why you got to always be begging me for my money?
Well, a older guy told me one time ago that if a man really likes you or loves you and he's interested in you, you wouldn't have to ask him for anything. He'll just automatically, you know, approach you and ask you if you need anything or if you're straight or, you know, what he could do for you. But I guess those men ain't around like that anymore. But woman needs, most of all, woman needs, you know, support to get, you know, taken care of. And I ain't saying, like, you have to do everything for her. But, you know, you want to be there to show that, you know, you don't need to entertain no other guy because I have your back. I could make sure, help you out or, you know, need be. I could, you know, pay a bill for you when the time comes if necessary. But
that sounds like selling to me.
If it's selling to you, then I guess y'all are not in a relationship. Because in certain situations, there are, like, exchanging or robbery, we selling, you know, I'm buying, you selling. But if you're all in a relationship and, you know, I sleeping with you and me and you together, like, you know, we saying we want to grow into something or we want a future together, helping me or me helping you should never be a problem. But if it's not that, if you're not in a relationship and, you know, I only seeing you when I have money or you only calling me when you need money, then yeah. I mean, consenting adults should be able to say, you know, this is just a business. This is just a fling for, you know, benefits for us when we need be.
Let me ask you this, Shanique. You're a woman, a good woman, you know, God-fearing woman.
Yes.
How important is money in a relationship? I'm coming to date you now,
mm-hmm.
right? I ask you out.
Mm-hmm.
I say we need to go 50-50. If we go into Grey Cliff, you bring your $75. I bring my $75 and I'll pay the gratuity because I believe in man being chivalrous. But okay. That's how I believe dating. You don't agree?
I agree.
Oh, you perfect, man.
I agree.
you perfect.
See, because money shouldn't be the foundation. You understand? Because it can come a time whereas money isn't the solution. We just need to communicate more or, you know, we need to probably spend more time with each other. We might have all the money in the world. And then it may come a time where we might not have nothing, but the love and the history and the respect and the bond we have with each other, money can come close to it.
Okay. So do you believe that women should be taken care of?
I believe that we should take care of each other because that's what we came together for.
See? And I like that conversation that you have, Nika, because there are certain women in the Bahamas,
uh-huh.
who would disagree because they believe they're the prize, right? They said, man was created to protect women, to provide for women,
uh-huh.
so there's no 50-50, right? Because man has instructions to take care of their woman. One reason for that is man is supposed to take care of their children, their babies, and automatically, when you get in a serious relationship, you call your woman, your wife, your baby. Therefore, you're supposed to take care of her. But now you say something different. You say, man, we can go 50-50.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that is a number of social media men now who are, some people say they're bashing women, saying that this entitlement of women where women believe that they're supposed to be taken care of, right,
mm-hmm.
Is contrary to what they believe. They don't believe they're supposed to be providing for no woman. And you seem to be agreeing with that man ain't supposed to be providing for no one.
Well, man should provide for his woman, but not just any woman. So if it's not a relationship or a marriage, then you just out here dating or you just out here getting to know people. You shouldn't invest that much in it. And if you do invest, I think it should be equal investments, whereas the other person is 50-50.
Okay. When I was dating my wife, that's a couple of centuries ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I took her out, I paid for everything. I say, hey, you won't go out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She say, hey, you won't go out? And when she attempted to pay, I said, no, woman, use my woman.
Exactly.
You can't be paying for me.
Exactly.
And she said, but I'm taking you out. And I said, I understand you taking me out. But I is the man. And as man, I pay at least 75% of this relationship. And if you have change, you could, you know, contribute.
See, you could do that because that's your woman. Now, if it's not that, if that's not your woman, if that's not a relationship, a committed one, whereas y'all know y'all going to be together and that's the end game, then you just getting to know people. So it's more or less you're taking chances. And if you taking chances, you have to make sure that the person is on the same level as you, whereas it's 50-50.
Okay, we have a caller on the line who wants to engage you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Good morning, guys. I just want to catch you before I get busy. This setup is entirely wrong in 2024, in my opinion. I say that because the days of old, like traditionally, where men took care of women, was done for a reason, because those women back in the day held value. They were virgins. Most of them really took care of the man. It's 2024. You watch the media. These women will cuss a man out. They don't take. They're sexually promiscuous. The value of women have since been reduced. So men are still being held to that traditional value where you have to take care of a woman, whereas women also back then, most women didn't work like that per se. They didn't have their own money per se. But you have women now who are working too, and they will tell you, your money is my money, and my money is my money.
Let me talk to you though. Caller.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Pardon me?
I'm talking to you now. You. Mm-hmm. So you saying you want a virgin to get married to?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, no, I'm moving on now. So mm-hmm. You saying your wife, you don't want your wife work?
No, I didn't say that either.
Oh, hold on. I asked him because now I'm getting confused because you want to
get married.
No. I know. I can let you finish. That's why I asked these questions so I can understand what is it that you want.
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, what you want? What you want?
I'm saying a man shouldn't.
That's up with you.
That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't fully take care of women, especially if they're working. If they're equally working, it's a bad deal. Because what happens is, I'm going to wrap up right now. Just say, we start dating. And like you said, the man pays for most of everything. And the woman don't have to touch her money. Now, you're mutually dating. And when breakup they come, because nothing lasts forever, or even a marriage, when breakup they come, you, most times, the man will be in a deficit, whereas the woman will be in a surplus. Because remember, the woman is able to bank her money for those years that they were married, whereas the man in 2024 will be in a deficit. And it's harder for men to bounce back sometimes, because the woman will just go into another guy who's going to pay for everything. And that's why I'm saying it's not a good business deal, if you think about it, because essentially, most women feel entitled that they're giving a man sex. And so he should be honored that I'm giving you my body. But think about it. Aren't we both participating in a sexual relationship? Why does the man have to almost like he's paying for it?
Then before you go, let me ask you this last question. Mm-hmm. Then you can leave because the client blinking like crazy and then Unique wants to respond. Sure. In your relationship, who paying most of the bills?
It was me. And that's why I can tell you when breakup day came, I was in a deficit because I took that money. Because you know most guys would wear it that way.
You let that woman take all your money.
You take care of the woman, whatever. Your money don't even value here. You do whatever. But think about it: when breakup day comes, as a man, you will be in a deficit. If you took your savings, if you. Whatever, took your money and take care of this woman, you pay for rent or do all these things that she is capable of doing, but because of the way we were raised, we didn't do it.
I appreciate
it. We don't allow women to do it. So what did she do with her money? If you're spending most of your money on her, if she's working, mind you, what is she doing with her money? She's able to. My last point I want to say, I had a friend who did that same mindset. He took care of his girl or whatever. When she got pregnant, he went to the bank, come to the bank, he spared on her. And when breakup day come, she was able to move in a low-cost government home because he spent all his money, and she banked up her money. And now he's living in an apartment, and she's in a wood house because she never spent her money. And that's what I'm saying. You gotta be wise as men in 2024.
Okay, thank you.
Men have to be more prepared.
What do you mean by more prepared?
More prepared because... You're a man, okay? You probably have a good job, have some money in the bank. But is that enough? You understand? You don't have a house yet. You don't have a business on the side.
So you're saying a poor, broke, behind man shouldn't be dating high-maintenance women?
Should you? Why would you put yourself in that position? You have to be prepared. And if you're in resourceful, like, you can be in a deficit no matter what you do.
The gentleman mentioned that he had a friend who got this lady pregnant and he paid for all the baby supplies. Who's supposed to pay for the baby stuff?
Well, that's why you have showers sometimes. So, you know, families could help out on that end. And then I think both parties should pay for baby stuff because that's both their babies. But in some circumstances, the man wants to, you know, show off or go all out. That's why you have to be prepared as a man, because if you're able to do it, then fine, do it.
Would you date a broke man who's not working, but he love you?
I can't really say.
Yes, I'll date him. Why don't you date him?
I probably would date a man who is not working because I love him, but I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't allow it to stay like that, so to speak.
What do you mean you won't allow it? You're gonna force him to do what?
No, I'm not going to force him. I'm going to encourage him to get himself out there.
You're getting confused.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't say I won't get a job, you know.
Or you don't want to work.
I said, would you date a man who ain't working? I say he's going to get a job. I say he ain't working.
He can be working. Because if I work it, he can be who I'm working. Something got to give. It is not going to be he's sitting down or laying down or just eating all day. If I out there working, you can be doing what I supposed to do at home. It's never going to be like that.
That's woman's work, man. So yeah, you got to get a man.
But if you don't want to do woman's work, go do man work.
I will take care of the house in terms of carpentry and painting.
Man. Yeah, you could do all that. You could do all that, but I sure
you
know how to
come home and cook after you work and take care of the household.
I could probably come home and help you cook, but you could help me halfway. Like, whereas you could make sure the house in order, you can make sure to take the meat out and stuff. Like, you can make sure the children already dealt with, because at the end of the day, you just home. Daddy ain't really bringing no paycheck, but it's going to help.
When I was 19, I was dating a young lady, right? I thought I was in love, right? I just walk to the bus stop, you know. Her parents didn't like me, but I even used to do donation, you know, just for you, because I had a nice job in the hotel, you know, do donation. And I thought I was being a good boyfriend, because, you know, I give donation. Mm-hmm. We're about 19-year-olds. And row day came where she broke up with me. And the reason she broke up with me, or she said she broke up with me, is that I didn't have a car. How important is having a car in Dayton?
Well, I guess she was one of those type of girls who wanted to be in a car. Because when I was dating, I used to catch a bus. Yeah.
And that's what I said. I said, we got to be home by 7.
Okay. And then, you know, the buses stop a certain time.
Yeah. By 7, we got
to
be home.
So I used to be on the bus. Like, I tell all these younger kids, back then, everybody used to catch the bus everywhere.
You never go to no club, eh?
Well, they used to have something at Charlie's. It used to be, like, for teenagers, but it used to over, like, 6 o'clock.
That's when you was 19-ish.
No, that's when I was, like, probably 16, 17-ish.
You want to hear me say
19, eh? No, well, you was 19.
And I said, when you was 19, was it important to have a car?
Well, no, not really, because I was still catching bus at that time.
Yes, and you were prepared to date a man who had no car.
Yeah, because I had no car, so how could I expect somebody to have something that I don't even have myself?
And that means you didn't go to no clubs?
No.
So that's what I want to get to. We have another phone call with someone who wants to engage you. Okay, that person, hang up. Okay, and you can call us at 323-6232. And 325-4316 and 325-4259. As we talk to Yannick and talking about dating in inner city, women dating in general, right? And why they charge us. Why they put money on their value. Why, when I ask you what you bring in to the table, you say you bring in me. How much is a woman's worth? The caller indicated that if we both doing, right, the woman's worth isn't that value more than his. But I grew up in the time, if you get a good woman, she has value that you go above and beyond to keep that good woman there. But it seems like men aren't prepared to go above and beyond. And listening to you, you are saying that they don't have to go above and beyond to get a good woman.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Basically, I'm saying that if you find a woman and y'all two decide together that y'all are going to get married and that's the end game, and y'all already committed to each other, and y'all already proved that by each other, then it's fine to go all out on each other. But if it's not that, if it's just an exchange, if it's just hooking up whenever it's beneficial to both parties, then we could be consenting adults and say exactly what it is. Let's just be real, okay? Exchange, you know, robbery, because that's what the situation is. But it's different situations. So different situations presents different circumstances. So some ladies could afford to take on a guy who is broke, so to speak, because they financially stable on their own, you know, and the guy probably is a good guy, whereas, you know, he is sensitive, he is decent, you know, they don't have to worry about him lying or cheating, you know, different stuff. He probably have a lot of values that they couldn't find in their ex, so, you know, they will settle for him. And then in other circumstances, it could be a young girl in the ghetto who, you know, ain't financially stable, or her family have it a little hard, and she probably, you know, don't have a job, or she probably have a little job, but it just, you know, doing so much. She might find a guy who really like her, and she might feel like, you know, I ain't interested in him, but because he, you know, choose to offer money, because he keep, you know, persuading her to give her this and give her that, basically buying her out, she might, you know, just bow. She might give in.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines again. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning. Good morning to all. I hear the conversation, but what we are neglecting to realize is we are strayed so far away from biblical principles. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Yes. We strayed so far away from biblical principles. If we go into the book of Genesis, when God formed Adam, Eve was not yet there. Adam had to create value in himself before God put him to sleep and took Eve from his rib. Adam, when he was formed, had no value. A man's value comes from his labor, his work. Women were born with value because God took women out of a valuable man. So when she came into being, she was value. She had value. And I agree with the young lady there. Men are not creating value in themselves first before they take on a wife, I should say. I can't deal with the girlfriend part. With your girlfriend or boyfriend, I think 50-50 is okay. But when you take that woman on as a wife, the Bible says men ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself a ransom for it. Do you know what that is? To give your life for your wife. See, we're so concerned about when we get a divorce, the woman's going to take everything. But you're supposed to give your life for this woman that you said is your wife. So why are you worrying about the money that she's going to take or the house that she's going to take when God, when the Bible says to you, you ought to give up your life for this woman?
Okay,
see, the problem here in this grief, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, because we've moved away from biblical principles. That's why we're viewing this, we're viewing relationship from a non-biblical perspective. And that's why we're having so much problems. We go in to a marriage that's supposed to join us as one, already divided, right, thinking about how we're going to get out of it, rather how we're going to make it work.
Okay, thank you very much, Gordon. Let me let Yannick respond. At 27, at least what age is a good age to get married to you?
I would...
For a man and for a woman?
I would say that's a good age. But I always say it's good to get married young.
Did you call it young?
Young.
You gotta be specific. So we can understand what you're talking about.
Even, I agree, even back in the day when
you gotta give me an age.
Grandparents used to get married at like 16 and 17. I even agree with that because,
my Lord, have mercy.
Yes, I do. Not to the older men, but to, yeah, their husbands who was like 17 and 18 as well. I agree to that because that was the right way. Like, you want to have my daughter. You want to, you know, date my daughter. You want to have kids with my daughter. Like, you ain't gonna be having my daughter all around. You understand? You ain't gonna break my daughter's heart. You ain't gonna make her want to try again to her, for her to go through it again. No, like, let's do it the right way. Let's get married now. If you feel like you ready to like be with a man or be with a woman, if you feel like you're ready to have sex, if you feel like you're ready to have kids, if you feel like you're ready to be on your own, let's do it the right way. Get married
at
first.
16?
If that's how you feel.
Let's go to the next corner because Unique Fresh. Sorry about that. I haven't even
noticed. That's how you feel.
Let's do it again. Go ahead, Corley. Can you hear me? Sorry about that.
Nuri.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. You know, it does married and dating. See, a man have to be careful why they want to marry, why they want to date this woman. And a woman must be careful also why she want to marry this man or why she want to date this man. It's for many reasons, but if we go back to scripture, the Bible says he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. There are some women married, one engaged in a man because the man may be a lawyer or a doctor or a policeman. And likewise, the man also, this woman is my angry skin, this woman is a banker, this woman is pretty, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a reason why you are getting married, you have to look for problem down the road. But if you marry this woman and this man on principle, and when you all come to the table and you all both discuss the issues and stuff, yes, you may have a little problem down the road, but then again, it wouldn't be as hard and miserable as somebody mind because this woman, she have a big butt or she mind was getting. You look at that, see, that's what you married. You marrying this woman because how she look. You ain't marrying this woman because of principle.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And sometimes people won't get into the family. She maybe won't get into the Nuri family because the Nuri family, them is rich and they have teens. So when you spread it all over the table and stuff like that, and that's the reason why you see some married the day 1 month and the next month, it's going down south. Okay, thank you.
Cool. I appreciate it. When they say a man should have certain things before they get married, what do you call certain things? What would you want your man to have before he say, hey, Yannick, I want to marry you?
A relationship with God. Jesus.
So once he saved, he ain't need to have nothing else?
No, that's, you said, what are the things? That's the first thing.
Okay, relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. Very hardworking.
So you say you need to have a job?
Or at least be very hardworking, not just a job. You know, you could have your own business.
That's basically your career.
Yeah.
A job, employment.
Education. I need you to be educated.
How much education does your man need to have?
Continue to educate yourself like I do. Mm-hmm. You know, like how we all should. Continue to seek education.
You want an educated man who have a relationship with God and who is employed.
Yes. A man who is family-oriented, you understand? A man who is close with his family. And I know all families you can't be close with, but that's a good value. It's a lot of other things.
So can he be living home with me?
He could be living home with mommy if he have plans to do, you know, his own
thing. Always talking about plans. My plan is to move you in with me and mommy because I have my own room.
No. He may be building. So if a man living homeless, mommy, if I call off all of that and he living homeless, mommy, that don't make no sense. Either he's building, you understand, or he's waiting to move in because...
I could move in with you.
No. A man like that would be so resourceful. He'll be, you know, in that area of having his own things first. You understand? Because where you going to take me? You know, a God-fearing man, like you want a wife. You understand? So that's why I said that first. So... yeah.
So you're a woman who have your own things, your own apartment and stuff like that. If I come across you and I want to date you, you're saying you're going to make space for me inside your room, in your apartment? I got to move you out of your apartment, you move in with me?
Yeah, if you marry me, you got to take me to your house, to our house, to your kingdom.
And when you say house, you mean my apartment, right? Not necessarily a house.
I would...
you sound big-eyed.
No, hold on. I would go in an apartment with you. You understand? If, like, you build in or you...
keep on coming, but you dictating to me what
I'm
I want to.
I'm not dictating because I know.
I make space for you in my apartment and you keep on saying you're not satisfied.
I'm... Listen, I'll be satisfied if I know that that ain't the end game. You understand? Because who wants to pay rent forever when you could own?
You could buy your own.
Exactly. You could buy your own.
And then you can move into my apartment because that's what I can afford.
Well, hopefully that's not the end game. And we eventually have a house of our own to probably raise kids. You understand? But yes, I will move into an apartment if that's, you know, where you're starting off from. Because obviously I agreed to marry you. So I have to know exactly what's going on with you first.
Your wording started to change for me because you sounded perfect, right? Where you didn't need my money. But when you start talking more, you're starting to spend my money.
How?
Question. If, God forbid, we happen to separate, mm-hmm. you can try to take my home?
No.
Or you can try to leave me with that and you move out and find your own place.
You mean your apartment?
Or my apartment or my home, whatever it is. Because now you push me to get a house, right? Now, if I put a down payment on it and I pay in the mortgage, mm-hmm. right? And I do foolishness. Mm-hmm. And I say, you got to move. Mm-hmm. You can try getting no alimony and support and things.
I would be fair. I always fair. At the end of me, you know, being a human being and, you know, feeling hurt or getting heartbroken or disappointed, I just sit down and pray. And then I be fair at the end of it because I still am, you know, alive. I still am a human being and I don't want nothing I do to hurt someone because I know eventually it can come back to me. So I would just be fair. So if it's a situation whereas, you know, I met him with this house and he's paid all the bills all the time, like, I would never think, like, you know, I could take that from him.
Mm-mm. He's a different type of woman, though. Because middle-income women would have gotten half. They say, I put up with you. I made this house a home. Therefore, 50% of interest inside this is mine. But it seems as if women from an inner city type environment or background are more appreciative of their men to say, hey, that's yours. I can leave you with that.
Because we know about the struggle.
That's why you're still struggling.
It's basically hard for everybody anytime, you know. Anything that goes up could come down. So you have to try to be as fair as possible. It's like a saying we say, live and let live. Because you don't know what could happen.
So this is an odd question. It's just a baited question, right? Who makes best women friends, wives, best lovers in terms of inner city women in contrast to these middle income women who believe they have it all? Always asking for things. Always big eye.
I don't want nobody to come and attack me, but
yeah, I know you. You can talk.
Basically, I don't want to sound biased, but when it comes down to life and living, I think the inner city women understand it more when it comes down to struggling and, just accepting reality and, just making things happen and, like starting from scratch or starting over and just basically, like I say, being fair because we see everybody go through it. We see single mothers, single fathers, single grandparents, you know, we see single siblings. So we seeing a lot. And therefore, it ain't just empathy, but it's just that we've been there. So we could understand more than, the women who came up without no problems, who came up, with both parents in the home, who came up without having to help mommy pay rent or light or anything, who didn't have to get a job at an early age. Like, yeah.
Okay, I see I have a caller here, producer Patrick, to call it through, but I got to ask you a question. In the hotel, we have the saying, don't let your wife have the hike ride home at night without any co-worker. That's a no-no. You see you married or you have a girlfriend and she working that 2-10 shift and she says she catching ride with co-workers, that's a red flag. You say, no, I come to pick you up. I can catch a taxi and come pick you up. And earlier you said a car ain't important. I'm going to come back to that, but let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Nuri, and good morning to you again.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
To continue on with what her response was to the question about who you think would make the best wife or spouse, I agree with her about the inner city females or like how we live in an island state. I would say an island girl because we know the struggle. We've lived where you only have minimum amount to eat. And he was happy with it. we know how to be, most of us, I should say, know how to be happy with little.
You want to satisfy too much, man.
Pardon?
You want to satisfy too easily.
See, this is it. So at the end of the day, when things fall hard for you, we ain't getting nowhere because we know how to live hard. We know how to wash our clothes on our hands and hang around the fence or on the line.
Exactly.
We're not gonna fight with that. We're not gonna. You can't buy me another washing machine. This machine. No. We're not gonna struggle with you. We can stick there with you when things is good, and we can stick there with you when things is bad.
So before you go, you're trying to say that inner city island gals are less miserable than these upper middle class women?
Some. Because you have some upper class middle persons who are the same. But if you check their background, they have some homage with either an island or inner city. But for the most part, I think either island girls or inner city girls. Some. Now, you have some inner city girls who are big eye now. Don't get me wrong. They'll each gorge your eye and go down the road to the next one and quit. You understand? But in all, like she said, knowing God first, I think God, if you know God and you let him lead you, he's not going to lead you wrong.
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much, caller. Continue to listen, and then you call back if you need me. The hotel, like I said, we don't let our women get dropped home. You said car ain't important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you work in a hotel and work in ships,
mm-hmm.
and your man said you can't catch no ride with no, once upon a time you said no male employees, but I work in a hotel, work having them females drop your wife home ain't no safe thing either. They just get take. Is having a car important?
Well, if you don't want no one to drop your wife home, then you should find a way for her to come home. You don't have to have a car in order to get a ride, right? So that's simple. If you don't want me catching any ride, make sure a ride there for me when I get off. If you have to call your auntie, your uncle, your daddy, your mommy, make sure a ride there for me. Because I can understand why you don't want me to catch a ride. It may be dangerous. You know, people is, you know, do strange things sometimes. You can't trust anybody. But at the same time, you don't have to be insecure about it if, you know, you can't help the situation yourself. Because it ain't even that, you know, you feel like a man could hurt me or come on to me. You may feel that you ain't doing your job as a man, so you don't want another man to do it to, you know, make hurt your ego. You understand? So don't be insecure. Just make sure a ride are there for me, since you don't want me in any other man's car.
So this text says, Cecil, don't let no be-in-town woman fool you. Being content is not a result of economic condition. You could be the queen and enjoy simple things. Contentment is a state of mind and soul. They say some of y'all are miserable in be-in-town. Y'all like row. Y'all like fight. Y'all like run after man on a Sunday.
Wow.
And say, bring the money home.
Well, that's according to the relationship.
You want to break up people's car?
Wow. That's according to the relationship. It takes two. So if that woman is miserable, I guess that man is miserable first. And if that's that's the reaction that he's getting from her, that's the first action he put in. So there you have it.
We're going to be right back. I say inner city, being town woman, them like fight. And Unique said, That ain't true.
That ain't true for everyone.
That ain't true for
y'all. Y'all call and let them know, please.
Oh, y'all don't like fight. I had an old girlfriend named Denise. Boy, you don't know. Our parents, them. Anyway.
I think it's that song will cost us being down when we catch a fight. Yes. That ain't true.
Anyway, we're going to be right back. I didn't read it at AM. Of course, we're speaking with Unique. This is Keeping It Real, a bi-weekly show that we speak to her about inner city living, dating, women issues, and dating and marriage in general. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life. Surrounded by nosy cooks, a mouthy waitress, and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Let's see, the phone lines are lit. Let's go to the phone lines and see how many I can get through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, okay. You were saying about the go to pick up the woman and all of that. I think if you should know your woman, if you married your wife and let's say you married young and she works in a place, let's say it's a Christian lady, and let's say the neighbor works where she works and say, well, I can give her a ride home. And, you know, you got to see what I'm looking at. If you say, oh, no, I come to pick you up, then trouble can start right from that.
So you don't believe in picking up your wife, going up there and pick her up?
Yeah, I know what I'm saying, right? All right, let's say she wake one place and the neighbor wake the next place. And it's a respectable neighbor. Now, I ain't saying go with anybody. And I think she could determine, you know, you got to give her some leeway because the minute you say, oh, no, I come to pick you up, then the little, you know, the little trust to start coming in there and, you know, but you gotta know your wife. You know, you gotta know how that is. So I don't have no problem with, you know, with someone who she coming home with. And plus, if she's a Christian young lady, I'm married.
You know, when you didn't drop home, that's when you talk about your married problems. The boy, that husband of mine, and that's where you escape.
But like I say, gotta be some trust there.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, I mean, come on, there got to be some trust there because that will cause the problem in the breakup. Some of the fellas don't trust the girl and some of the fellas or the woman don't trust the fellas, particularly when they're young, you know.
I appreciate it.
But anyhow,
that. Yeah.
Thank you.
All I can say is you let the snake in the garden and see what happened. You let the snake in the garden and see what could happen.
The breakup was ever happening. So it's just a matter of time for somebody to poke the balloon and it bursts. So it's not that this guy have opportunity to whisper in my wife's ears. It's just that now somebody listening to her and, you know, she have opportunity to actually do something about it. Because if you, like he said, if you know your wife, then you don't have nothing to worry about. So if y'all ain't have no problems, then y'all don't have no problems. It's nothing to discuss on no ride home. But if y'all have a problem, then no matter who, it don't even have to be a ride. It could be going to lunch in a cafeteria.
Okay. Mm. Okay, that's what I'm saying. It was a work wife and thing. Mm-hmm. So this text says, CA, this is a reason why you need a woman with resources and at least a car, because it seems as if she wants to extort males and play on their manhood. An independent woman with resources wouldn't play the schoolgirl games. I think they're accusing you, Unique. No, excellent Cyril, Brother Nuri, vital information for life as a couple. I love her intelligence and interest. I hope all females are listening today. Congratulations from the mayor of Grand Bahama. That's a compliment.
Thank you. People
are heralding you. But I still believe, or from what I've revealed from this conversation, money is important inside a relationship. You're saying that you're willing to work with a broke man. But then you start saying that you can't be broke forever.
You can't be broke forever. Nothing is be forever. So money is important for living, you know, life in itself. But money isn't the only thing, right?
But
so,
you're prepared to pay a man bills. If he's
bills?
A good man. Well, I have bills. You're prepared to say, well, I know you're working, but you take care of the house. Here's when $60 at the end of the week. You buy what manly stuff you need.
Yeah, I have no problem doing that.
See, a lot of women would say, no, man, I can't do that. They can't deal with a man who's not bringing anything in.
I have no problem doing that because right now,
Taking care of a man, right? Go ahead. Tell me about the man you're taking care of. Sorry. Go ahead.
Right now, I have a lot of help from my partner. and we both work. So if I have an opportunity to
Who paying most of the bills?
None of your business.
You won't go there.
If I have an opportunity to like treat him or do something for him, I will do that. Even though we're both working and
you just go on dates still?
Yeah.
Who's paying for the date?
Sometimes it is BB, but most of the times it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you get.
Yeah, no, me. I just asking to know. I just seeing that you just flip flop in 1 minute saying you could pay half, and then your mind friend, he paying 70% of the time.
Most of the times I'm getting treated, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I treat him all the time. And see, that's why I have to stop there.
Why he's treating you? He's treating you because you have goods that he needs to keep safe, and he treats you well.
Mm-hmm. And like I say, I run the home properly. So he feels the treatment at home all the time. And then he feels like, you know, taking me out is compensation.
It's compensation for what you do at home.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze this last caller in as we get ready to leave. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, President, good morning. Jason and to your guest.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all doing?
We doing well, man. Go ahead.
Okay, just wanted to say interesting conversation. I believe that from the little I got today of the conversation with them, you said her name is Unique, your guest?
That's a guest, yeah.
Okay, yeah, she seems to have a pretty mature and realistic perspective. Although I know you're putting out a lot of baby questions, Cecil, you're a wicked man.
Pray for me. And pray for my wife.
But Cecil, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that a man should be the one to, in seeking to date, put or procure a home to put his wife in or his girlfriend in or his fiance in or whatever the case may be? Also, do you believe that a man should be the one to take responsibility of the bills and all those kinds of considerations? I'm curious, because you've been the one putting the questions to Unique.
For my engagement to my good wife, uh-huh. I go into my bank account and withdraw all the money and went uh-huh. to the housing place and put that as a down payment and say, put it in her name. Be buying house. That's our engagement present just for her consenting to marry me.
Okay.
That I think differently. Then okay. I had to go borrow money to go buy a ring, but that's different.
Okay. So you are of the belief that the male should take the lead in those regards?
I pay all of the bills, and that woman okay. just be a good wife.
Okay.
Only thing so, I got to do is take out the garbage.
Okay. Unlike the gentleman earlier who called in, Cecil, you don't believe or you don't have an issue at all in any regard taking it all on your shoulders and allowing for the wife to save her funds.
She save her funds to make sure she look pretty for me. She buy her clothes.
Okay. All right, Jesus. Gotcha.
I hope you do it. You see my wife, she dress up all the time. And I said, you go, woman. Yes. Go buy more shoes. Because I can pay for everything. Everything.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, Jesus. That's that.
That's good. This has been Keeping It Real with Unique. Unique is here with me. She's my bi-weekly guest. Say goodbye, Unique.
Goodbye, everyone. Yes. Till next time.
Until next 2 weeks. Have a wonderful day. This has been Guy and Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Woo.